Amen. You may have your seats in the presence of the Most High God. Amen. Amen. At this time, you know.
Wear me out, will you? Praise God. What a blessing. What a blessing. What a blessing. Merry Christmas to all of the saints. Amen. Oh, there's a spirit of praise in the house. Amen. For he is worthy. That song, Emmanuel. God with us. How many know that God is with us today? I don't care what it looks like. I don't care what it feels like. But when you know that God is with you, oh, man, I can make it another day. I can go a little bit further down the road because I know I'm not in this thing by myself. God is with me, and not just right now. You know, God has been with us before we were even conceived in our mother's womb. He has been with us. The scriptures say the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. That's generic. Man or woman is ordered by the Lord. It's not a coincidence that we're in the house of the Lord today, sitting in heavenly places in Christ Jesus on this Advent, third Advent week, giving God glory for the birth of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Whoa! Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. When I just think about all of his goodness, it just blows me away. Amen. Lord God, you have been so good and so kind and so merciful to me, I could just break out running. I'm telling you, I could break out shouting because that's just how good our God is. And I can imagine in Jerusalem, in Galilee, back a little over 2,000 plus years ago, the excitement that was in the air. And not only the excitement that was in there, but there were some trying times. In Jesus' day, the time when he was born, just there's trying times today. You have folks who were trusting God, who have been standing on the word of God for years, believing and trusting him, and yet you have the enemy on the other side oppressing the people. But Emmanuel, God with us. Amen. The subject today is glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to Jesus. Amen. We're just going to talk about that for a little bit. What do that look like? Praise God. How do I give glory to God? I'm talking about the God of the universe. Wow. Who came down from heaven to save a wretched man like me. I can't help but praise him. I can't help but say hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Glory to God. Amen. So we're going to look at some scripture today, but you know, I'm just excited for being in the house of the Lord one more time. You know, we do have some newlyweds in the house. Right. Praise the Lord. Mr. and Mrs. Adam Vaughn. Woo! Y'all stand up and just wave your hands, amen, so everybody can see you. Praise the Lord. Come on, y'all stand up for a minute, amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Let's give the Lord a hand praise. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Nobody but the Lord, amen. Praise God. He allows us. He allows us to fall in love. Wow. Amen. The first miracle Jesus did was at a wedding feast in Cana of Galilee. Thank you, God. So we praise God. Amen. Amen. You know, I was in this time, in this season, it's just, I mean, how many know from a child, though, you remember the Christmas trees and the presents? And I don't know, probably y'all never got in trouble like I did at times, at Christmas time of all times. I remember I wanted a 10-speed bicycle. And we lived on Amantha Street in Compton, California. And my mother had bought the 10-speed bicycle. I mean, it was nice. It had an air pump on it. It had the little things where your feet go in because it was a racing 10-speed. You know, I mean, but now the orders was, don't touch that bike until Christmas. First problem. Because I had about two more days to go. And it was up under the tree. And my parents went across the street to party or whatever with the friends over there. And I just kept looking at that bike. You know, temptation's a bad fella. Yeah. I said, well, you know I can't ride it in the house. I can't go nowhere, but if I could just sit on it, you know, Problem number two. I sat on it, put my feet in the stirrups. Now what? Next to the Christmas tree. I'll leave the other details to your imagination. Because back in those days, remember anybody, some of y'all, not old as some of us are, but you remember burnt orange was the thing of that day, like little table settings and different things, you know? And so my mother had this dish, you know, this little rotation thing with three little dishes on it. It was burnt orange, broke one of them. I hadn't even, Christmas hadn't even come. But you know what? It ain't all about the gifts under the tree, but it's the gift that hung on the tree for us. I'm so grateful that we recognize today that Jesus Christ is Lord. So I want to just take you back to Luke chapter 2 just for a moment. Just the word of God is so powerful. There's so much detail in the word of God. Every period, every comma, everything in the word of God is for our learning, for us to learn more about who this gracious God of ours is. Power Hour today, Pastor Warren was teaching and preaching, I guess both, from Isaiah chapter 9 and talking about the promise of the Son of God coming. And, it's just a beautiful thing. So we saw last week, we talked about Zechariah when the angel Gabriel came to him and told him, your wife Elizabeth is going to have a son. Gabriel, he got on the move and he went and told Mary that she was going to bring forth the Son of God. The angel was moving and things was happening, and went to Joseph and said, hey, man, don't worry. You know, that one you engaged to, she was conceived in her of the Holy Spirit. And Joseph said, I don't understand, but amen. All right, God, whatever you say. And anybody in that place today, God, whatever you say, I'll do. Mm-hmm. Because, see, I come up with a whole lot of thoughts in my mind. But, God, I just want to do your will. I just want to do the will of God, amen? And so looking at chapter 2 of Luke, and we're going to look at verses 8 through 14. And during this time, there's a lot going on again like it is now. Now, there were in the same country shepherds living out in the fields. Lowly, one of the lowest jobs in town. They cared for the sheep and the lambs that would be offered in the temple as for sacrifices. You know, just plain old regular folk. How many know that God uses plain old ordinary people? You don't have to be born with a silver spoon in your mouth or have a J. Paul Getty as your ancestor. God uses plain old ordinary people to do his will. And I'm so glad I'm just ordinary. I'm so glad I'm just plain Jane, you know. Thank you, God, for entrusting us with your word. Thank you, God, for entrusting us, Lord, to carry your word to a dark and dying world. Thank you, God. Glory to God. Now, there was in the same country shepherds living in the field, keeping watch over their flock at night. That's a beautiful thing. They were about the job that they were given, watching over the flock of sheep. Whew, thank you, God. I think it's important to be faithful to whatever we call it, what God has called us to do. Be faithful unto death, the scripture said. All right? And so, and behold, I love this part. And behold, you know, in the Message Bible, look here, you know. Yeah, look him, you know. And behold, an angel of the Lord stood before these lowly shepherds. Now, we've talked about this many times before, and the scripture have said it many times before. Watch this, though. And the glory of the Lord shone around them. I wonder what did that look like? Here's the shepherds. The angels show up, and the glory of the Lord, I'm talking about God Almighty, shining around them in the middle of the night. When God began to move, we need to get in the move with it. Yeah. Amen. He said, and the glory of the Lord shone around about them, and they were greatly afraid. And I would be too. You know, you have anybody ever been scared? I mean, sure enough scared. I've been an electrician all my life, and I've been in some high places on these booms and going up working on light standards and stuff. But over at ELAC, East LA College, is an auditorium building, and it's about four stories high, and it didn't have a parapet, and these lights were on the side of the roof like that. And we would have to go up behind the light, squat down, turn it over, and work on it, and all you can see is straight down. But I hadn't been scared before, but for some reason this one day I was like, I'm scared. Felt like someone was pushing me in my back. You know, but anyway, that's another story for another day. They were afraid. Here the glory of God is shining. Angels have spoken to them, have shown up, and they were greatly afraid. And the angel said to them, where is Sister Caroline? Do not be afraid. Wow. Do not be afraid. So when God is moving, we don't have to be afraid. Remember when Jesus said, my sheep hear my voice. They know who I am. And so if we love the Lord and we know when he's in the midst of whatever we're in, we don't have to be afraid. Perfect love casts out fear. Whom should I fear? The Lord is on my side. So the angels speak to these lowly shepherds and said, do not be afraid. And not only do not be afraid, but I got a message for you. He said, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy. I don't know about y'all, but I need some good news every now and then. In the midst of all the bad news, it's good to hear some good news sometimes. If you don't believe me, you mess around and get a check in the mail to say, and you wouldn't expect it. See, this is some good news here. See, but God has something better than money. He has something better than houses and land. He gives us Jesus. I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be to all people. Remember, St. John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Good tidings. Thank you, God. I believe there's some folks in here today that's recipients of St. John 3:16, are recipients of some of the things we're going to look at here today in these brief passages here today. And so, good tidings, good news of great joy. Great joy. Which will be to all people. It's available to all people. Thank you, God. And a lot of times I know when I'm up here preaching, I default back to the prison. But when I see prisoners with joy in their hearts because of Jesus and doing life without parole, I'm saying, God, you just good all by yourself. God, you turn darkness into light. Oh, God, you turn ashes into beauty, God. You're to be glorified. Oh, man, we talk about glorifying God on today. Thank you, God. So let me read this. Let me try to just read this and see where the Lord takes us. And the good news was this. For there is born to you this day. It's a shepherd's marking on your calendar. For born unto you this day in the city of David, a Savior. A deliverer, yes. The Prince of Peace. He said, who is Christ the Lord? Do you know people of that day have been looking and waiting on the Messiah to come for years? It had been prophesied down through the years that Messiah is going to come. And he's going to free up the people. And now here's the announcement. He didn't make the announcement to the Pharisees in the temple. He didn't go to the king's palace. He went to the shepherds who were serving, doing their job in the dead of night, guarding their sheep. I think if we get busy about doing what God called us to do, everything will be all right. I remember the old song saying, I got a feeling that everything is going to be all right. Say, the Holy Ghost done told me that everything is going to be all right. Jesus done told me. Amen. Anybody got a knowing today that everything is going to be all right? I don't care what you're going through. It's going to be all right in Jesus' name. For there is born unto you this day in the city of David a Savior who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling clothes. Even in those days, they wrapped the little lambs in linen to keep them, because they had to be used for sacrifices and no spot, no blemish. So they took care of the little lamb. And now here, the Son of God, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a feeding trough, lying in a manger. Remember, because there was no room in the inn for Mary to have the baby, going to get taxed and all these things. Even Cyrenius, who made the decree, he didn't know he was doing the will of God, that Jesus would be born in Bethlehem. Do you know that our God is in control of everything? The heart of the king is in God's hand. This whole world, this earth spins on its axis because of the power of God. Oh, we bless God today. And this will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. Wow. My God. And suddenly, there was with the angel one. And suddenly, they already been told, don't fear. Go, you ain't seen nothing yet. I want to tell the church today, you ain't seen nothing yet. If you think God has already blessed you and brought you from a long way, I'm telling you right now, you ain't seen nothing yet. Won't he do it? y'all just may as well help me preach, because I'm pretty excited. He will do it. Whatever God has already done for you already to this point, he has better and more for you. And somebody need to believe that on today. I heard somebody say, please be patient with me, because God is not through with me yet. But when he get through with me, I'm going to come forth as pure gold. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. So suddenly means suddenly. That means like right now. I mean like boom. Or like this booyah. Yeah, bam. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly hosts, angels everywhere, in the middle of the night. Can you imagine? Now, y'all know, if anybody been up here on this hill at night, you look all over here, you see all the lights and the dark sky above and all. But in this situation, it was dark. I'm from Okmulgee, Oklahoma, and they didn't have street lights in the part of town where we live. And so as a kid, you wouldn't think about running away. It was way too dark. I'm standing here where the light is on, you know. But here, and suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly hosts praising God. The angels praising God and saying glory to God in the highest. And on earth, peace, goodwill toward men. This is where the subject comes from today. Glory to God. The angel makes his appearance to the shepherds, tell them not to be afraid. Then suddenly the whole heaven lights up with millions of angels praising God. Now, wait a minute. My mind just kind of runs sometimes. So y'all pray with me. I'm going to tell you this. We're going to get out of here in a minute. But I can just imagine the angel saying, wow. The baby in the manger is the one who created us. He has come down to save these people. He created us. Well, okay, y'all stay with me for a minute, because I'm trying to picture this in my heart and in my mind. In the middle of the night, the host of heaven, you know, God, the God of heaven, of the heavenly hosts, the angels that he has created, they are giving glory to God for the baby Jesus is in the feeding trough in the middle of the night Well, okay, who are some of these, this heavenly host? Remember, there were seraphims. Remember, these angels had six wings. With two, they covered their face. With two, they covered their feet. And with two, they flew. Ask Isaiah in Isaiah chapter 6. He saw this, and the glory of the Lord filled the temple. They were there. The seraphim was there praising God. And then cherubims. Cherubim angels. Now, you remember when Adam and Eve got put out the garden? Now, y'all know they had already ate of the fruit that God said don't eat. So there's another tree that was a tree of life. God already knew. If I leave these folks to their own devices, they're going to eat of the tree of life too, and they're going to live forever in sin. So God said, I'm putting you out of the Garden of Eden, where everything was just right for you, everything was a utopia, but I'm putting you out. And not only that, I'm going to put cherubim. These are warring angels with swords. I'm putting them in front of the Garden of Eden, so Adam and Eve, y'all go find somewhere else, because you've just been booted out. Your lease is up. You're out of the garden. Cherubims was praising and magnifying God. Some of them had four faces. I mean, some of the description of these angels would have you like, I'm so glad it's in the Bible that I'm not seeing them right now. Then I can imagine, see Gabriel, the archangel who came to all of those I aforementioned, he was a messenger angel. He was saying, glory to God in the highest. And then there's Michael, the archangel, the big monkey angel who's in charge of all the other angels, and he's saying, glory to God in the highest. Wow. And listen to this. And on earth, peace toward, goodwill toward men. There's a better way of looking at that. It's better goodwill is toward men, toward peace, toward for men toward who love God, for people who God are pleased in. Because all men, some men are shaking their fist at God today. Some people hate the name of Jesus. It's no peace for that bunch. But it's peace for those who love Jesus. Those who have made it up in their heart and in their mind, for God I'll live, for God I'll die, swim, sink, or drown, I'm on the Lord's side. That's what it's talking about, goodwill toward men. Men who and women who love the Lord, who are trusting him. I'm talking about in the midst of trials and troubles and struggles of life. Jesus, the Son of God. Amen. He's no longer in the manger. He's sitting on the right hand of the Father, making intercession for you and I each and every day. Thank you, God. Is there anything too hard for God? See, man tries to get glory for himself. Now, I'm probably the only one ever seen that. But some folks saying, look at me. If you want to see the epitome of holiness, look at me. If you want to know what the top of the line is, no. But the Bible say, because all flesh is as grass, and all the glory of man as the flower of the grass. It's 1 Peter 1:24. The grass withers, and its flowers fail. But the word of the Lord stands forever. Wow. So to God be the glory. If you jump down to verse 20, then the shepherds, they return glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen as it was told them. See, this gets real, this really goes somewhere when you start talking about glorifying God. It's not just a noise. It's not just a jump and a shout. All of that's good, but it comes from having a knowledge of who he is. See, these angels, they knew who the Creator is. They know the one who had spoke and the universe came into existence. They know the one who kicked Satan out of heaven. No reason, no wonder he went halfway through the earth when he hit the ground. God kicked him just that hard. But I'm just, so they understood who this great God is and who has come and taken on the form of flesh to live a perfect life in our place. This is some powerful stuff here. I can't get over it. The angels, the heaven is lit up in the middle of the night, acknowledging the birth of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So they returned and what were they doing? Glorifying and praising God. I think now they had more of an understanding who God was than before the angel showed up the first time. See, when you can glorify God, that means you have spent some time with him. That means you have read something, experienced something, received something, and you're seeing his majesty. You're seeing his glory. You're seeing his character. You're experiencing his love, and now it's easy to glorify God because you understand who he is. Nothing worse than trying to get some pump somebody. Come on now. Praise God. Come on, y'all. Come on now. If somebody don't know him, then they can't praise him. But when you come to know, Paul said, oh, that I may know him in the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his suffering. I just want to know Jesus. Just a closer walk with Jesus. That's all I'm looking for. Oh, thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. And so, okay, that was new to them at this time, but I messed around in my readings the other day and read through Revelation and chapter 5, and here's another case. Let me read it. Revelation 5, 11 and 12. Then I looked, and I heard the voice of many angels around the throne. The living creatures and the elders, and the number of them, y'all get your calculators out if you can, was 10,000 times 10,000 and thousands of thousands. This is the same bunch that showed up now at the end of things that came and showed themselves to the shepherds, signifying the birth of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Okay, 10,000 times 10,000 and thousands of thousands, saying with a loud voice, watch this, worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor, and here it is, and glory and blessings. Yes. Ooh, and the angels cry, holy, holy, holy. Thank you, Lord Jesus. If the angels cry, holy, 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 we ought to learn to cry, holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. The earth is full of his glory. Thank you, God. We have to learn how to give God praise. We're not just religious zealots. We're not just folks that come to church out of duty and doing the things we do just to be doing. No, no. Why? It's because Christ in us is the hope of glory. Christ who saved me, Christ who delivered me, Christ who set me free, and he's left everything down here for us to come to know him. Psalm 19 and 1, the heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament, the sky, show forth this handiwork. They don't say a word, but all night long you say, wow, look what the Lord has done. Mighty God, awesome Redeemer. And when we take it down to John 1 and I believe 14, and the word became flesh. See, this is where the rubber meets the road. The word became flesh and dwelt among us. And we beheld his glory as the only begotten Son of God. Have anybody in the house seen his glory? You may be in the sanctuary. You may be in overflow. Have you seen, have you experienced the glory of God in your life? Is anybody in here know that God has brought you from a long way? Do you remember when you were lost and undone without God or his son and he reached out his hand for you? Have anybody experienced God's glory? When you were laying on your back, didn't know if you were going to get well, but God breathed some life into you, and you stood up to give him praise Oh, he's worthy. He's worthy of the praise. Have anybody had a relationship that's ever been broken and on the rocks, and you cry out to the Lord Jesus and he heals it? He turns it around. He makes everything all right. He makes everything beautiful in his own time. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We praise you, Lord. We praise you, Lord. We magnify your name today, God. You lift up the hung down head, God. You heal the broken heart, God. Oh, yes, there is a balm in Gilead that makes the wounded whole, that heals a sin sick soul. Thank you, God. All of our needs are met in Christ Jesus. If you need it, God's got it. But do you believe it today? Do we believe it today? God want to take us to another level, church. Hey, it's time to give him glory. It's time to give him praise. I see what God is doing. He's putting the praise team together. Woo, thank you, God. He's raising up teachers and preachers. Thank you, God. He's got his hands on the children, marching them on up to take our place down the road. Thank you, God. I see what you're doing, Jesus. Hey, I see you healing, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. So we bless him. We bless the Lord. So if the angels can cry holy, if the cherubims can cry holy, the seraphims can cry holy, what about my wife? What about me? What about the children? We ought to cry holy, holy, holy. In the morning, holy, holy, holy. In the midnight hour, holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. Thank you, God. So we thank the Lord. We thank the Lord today for all that he has done. Jesus being born is not a kid's story. This is the gospel. This is the good news. Because he lived, we live also. Thank you, God. I don't know about you, but I was dead in trespasses and sin. I'm telling you. But Jesus took me in. Thank you, God. He hears and he answers prayer. Oh, God, the song say, have a little talk with Jesus. Tell him all about your troubles. He'll hear your faintest cry. He'll answer by and by. If you hear a little prayer, we'll turn him. Then you know that the fire is burning. Have a little talk with Jesus. He'll make it all right. Somebody may need for Jesus to make it all right in your life now. You may be in a place in your life you need Jesus in your life. You may have been on the outside looking in too long. You've heard the words preached, the word taught, seen Tyrone running around the church. You've seen people of God with tears flowing from their eyes and nothing said. Somebody remembering what God has done for them. If you're in that place where you're on the outside looking in, you want to look into the perfect law of liberty. You want to look into the word of God that's going to set you free, because faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. But it's not just a mental thing. It's a God thing. When you feel a tug in your spirit and you don't know what it is, trying to lead and direct you, surrender. It's the Lord Jesus. He don't come bodaciously. He don't come with a stick to whip us down. He comes in love and grace and compassion and mercy. He wants a better life for each one of us. Thank you for Jesus. So it's not the gift under the tree. Because I said last year, I said, watch this. I am not going to be the last one out there shopping on Christmas Eve, trying to get a present. Guess what? I still got a few days left to try and get something that may be needed here or there. But it's the gift that hung on the tree. It's the fellowship. It's the koinonia. It's the love of Jesus. It's a beautiful thing. So, saints, let's give glory to God. That's all I'm saying. Yeah. Lord, if you haven't learned how to give God praise, because see, I'm done. But there's people who learn, who are maybe sitting in our midst today, that learn to praise God through trials. Found themselves at the lowest place in life that they could go, and Jesus stepped in and turned it around. So some people wait until they can't do nothing else but call on God. But the Bible say, remember your creator in the days of your youth. Yeah. While you're young, while you're strong, think about God now. Ask him into your life. Ask him to use you. I see gifts all in this church. Oh, yeah. Let me look around the corner here and look through the glass over there. There are gifts all in this church that God is watering and grooming and raising up. And I want to encourage somebody today, let God do what he wants to do in your life, and you'll never forget it. You'll never be the same. The church will grow. The church will be on steroids for Jesus, and we'll make a difference in this dark and dying world in the name of Jesus. And I am done. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you. I better stop. Thank you. Glory. My God, I had a friend. He may be gone now, I don't know. He would scare me to death when I first met him back in the 70s. He was a plant manager in Marshall High School in L.A., a preacher, taller than me. And I'd come to his school, he was a plant manager, and I'm looking, he said, glory! I'm like, and it wasn't just at the job. You see him at the church, at Open Door Church, glory! I'm like, but the man was expressing what was down on the inside. He was giving glory and honor to God. He didn't want to be by himself. Praise the Lord. I know we have some things here to pass out. I'm not sure just how the ladies are going to do it. But Pastor Jones, why don't you come up and give us a benediction today? Praise the Lord. But don't anybody go nowhere, because there's gifts here. There's things here, so we need to work on that. You need it now or later. All right. Well, come on, let's do some gifts and things now, and then we'll have Pastor Jones close us out. Praise the Lord. Can we just praise the Lord?